for the studio tour?
Oh boy, here comes the Colonel.
Hi there, and welcome to the Science News Radio Network studio. So good to have you. Oh, sit tight for just a minute. I'm on my way right over.
Wow, is it great to see you. Thanks so much for coming by. I mean, we get requests for tours every once in a while around here, and we don't often give them because we don't really have the time, but you're pretty special, and we're sure glad to have you. I'm Colonel Mason. I'm a host of the Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network, and I asked to be the one to show you around, so I hope you don't mind. So, expect a really interesting thing. A lot of people don't realize what it takes to put on a radio broadcast like this, and they think a simple business of science news probably doesn't have, you know, the depth that we have here. But we are really well-equipped in the studio, and I want to show you around. All right, let's be a little careful here. The floor is still, they just mopped, the floor is still a little slippery, but step over here with me. I want to show you that. This is the
nerve,
right here, that's right. This is the nerve center of the show. This is a place where we sometimes take listeners, but not very often. So I want you to come into this, I want you to see this. We're going to step into the nerve center. This is our Science News Radio Network World Newsroom. Just look at this. Wow, can you feel the pulse? Over there against the wall is of course, the series of desks from the reporters. And they're actually editors because many of our reporters mostly are in the field. And they feed us information from various different parts of the world. Here, come on. Over here. Come on. Now, this. Here. Right here is a series of printers hooked up to computers that are fiber optic cables that go all over the world. And our correspondents are constantly sending us ideas for news stories. And then the editors will come over and they'll pull it off and they'll look and they'll say, well, this looks like a pretty good idea. And they'll rip it off and they'll post it on the board. This is the clipboard. And in here, I can come anytime I want to and look and see what's going on. And the editors can say, well, gee whiz, this is a good idea for a future program or something. And this one right here. This comes to us from Nanosystems Institute in Munich, Germany. And this is through R&D Magazine. They say intelligence is not only a matter of humans and animals, but scientists speak also of intelligent molecules. The latter directly react to external stimuli and change reversibly their shape. Well, we do a lot of things here with the covering of nanotechnology. So this is a possibility for a future story. Anyway, let's get out over here. Get out of the news. Now then, it's this point in the program when we usually begin our interviews. And it all starts with our producer getting the person that we want to interview on the telephone, like this.
Stand by.
And when we hear our producer say that, that's our cue that he has our subject on the line.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tim O'Connor?
Tim O'Connor speaking. Mason.
Yeah, you guessed it, Tim. I understand that you've got a few minutes, and we can talk about the MetroCon and what's going on. Well, it's true. Sometimes some of the people we interview are nervous, but it doesn't make any difference because we do record the program. So if there's any glitch, we can cut out, you know, different problems or something. Although we do like to keep it spontaneous as we possibly can. So it, you know, it kind of has that feel to it, and we try to get as many interviews in as we can, but sometimes they're so riveting that we can only get, you know, one in the first half hour. So there's sometimes, you know, that's it. Anyway, by the time that we reach the half hour is another fascinating thing because we have something here on the set I don't believe any other production in the world has. Come over here. I want to show you something really, really exciting. Look at this. You know what this is? Ha, ha, ha. That's a big solid oak door, and it hides our den of strangers. Now, come on, let's step in. What do you say? Now, you should know, before we get in, this door is protected by a series of locks, a great big combination lock, some chains, and then even a key to get us in. So bear with me just a minute here. We'll get this undone. All right. Look at this. I mean to tell you, isn't this something? I mean, it's dark, yeah, and it's dingy and everything else, but in the Den of Strangers, we have all the wisdom of mankind. And these people from the past, sometimes people, somebody, nobody's ever heard of or forgotten about it, history's forgotten about it, come with this great wisdom for us, such as this particular visitor today.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill.
We will never parley. We will never negotiate with Hitler or any of his gang. We shall fight him by land. We shall fight him by sea. We shall fight him in the air until, with God's help, we've rid the earth of his shadow.
Yeah, I gotta admit, it can be a little spooky, but we don't stay very long. And besides, it's fun. I mean, and sometimes we really do learn something. Anyway, we get into the second half hour, all right? All right, the second half hour is kind of like pandemonium around here. We share the studio, the building, with a number of other studios. And down the hall is a company, a group of comedians called Comedy Incorporated. They write a lot of stuff that eventually gets sent over to Comedy Central and some of the other things that you hear about all the time. And they come in and they try their stuff out on us. And they'll sneak in here at the beginning of the second half hour as we're beginning the program, and they'll play a little practical jokes, try to kind of surprise us with things.
Well, let me just make this perfectly clear. If there's one master of the missing gap, it's got to be this man. Here comes the colonel.
Yeah, there you go. You've got the picture.
I know it's not turkey season yet, but look out, honey, because here come the colonel.
Yeah, they are pretty persistent, and it's oftentimes hard to get rid of them.
I think he's so silly. Here comes the colonel.
All right. I mean, we got the picture. Bye.
It's disgusting. Here comes the colonel.
This is a serious science program. Go back to your own studio.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Yeah, you too. Okay, so then that starts the second half hour. But before we get to our interviews again, I've got to take you over here. Look at this. You know what this is? Yeah, right. This is a big fountain that we have on this set. It's the fountain of useless information. And ordinarily, in order to arouse the spirit of the fountain, we have to get into the coin jar and rummage around and find some coins. But I'm not going to give him any coins this time. I just want to bring him up and introduce him to you. Come on, Spirit. Where are you? Now, the Spirit, I should tell you, when you meet him, he talks with a lisp. So he can't say fountain of useless information. He says fountain of youthless information. So you'll have to forgive him. Well, we didn't throw any coins in. When we don't do that, he gets a little obstinate. Come on, fountain. Will you hurry up, huh? We have guests. Where are you?
Welcome to the fountain of youthless information. How can I help?
Sorry to have bothered you fountain. I just want to introduce you. Anyway, we ask him questions, he gives us answers, and they're stumpers. Oftentimes, the questions are scientific questions, but they don't have to always, be scientific questions. I asked the fountain one time, I says, how long did the Hundred Years' War last? Well, he comes back and says the Hundred Years' War lasted 116 years, from 1337 to 1453. I mean, I thought, well, that's a smart guy, isn't he? Yeah. And I was going to ask him, that's how long it took for the original guy who started the fight to die. But the fountain doesn't have a big sense of humor, and I didn't really want to piss him off or anything. Nobody wants to urinate off a fountain. At least not here when it's in your studio, Whoa. So that's kind of fun, too. And then comes a lot of fun, because leading up to the next interview, we are taken to it by the Science News Studio Band, like this. Ah, yes, we get to hear the Science News Studio Band. I know the name is really impressive. I mean, after all, our own studio band. Actually, they're a bar band. In fact, there's a series of bar bands that rehearse in the same building that our studio is in. They've got a rehearsal studio down the hall, and they get together and kind of put together their jams and things like that. They come up here because, they'll perform for us for drinks.
Hooray! For the wine bar.
Bag out the cooking sherry for the old colonel.
Yeah, great. We we keep them entertained with a little liquid refreshment and some other condiments of maybe the herbal variety. A little Alice B. Toklas brownies, and they play for us for free. Our Science News Studio Band. Just love it.
Oh, yeah.
And admittedly, sometimes it's really hard to get back to work. But when we do get back to our interviews, sometimes the person we're interviewing has called us. Like this from IBM.
Hello, it's Colonel.
Yes, hello, Colonel. This is Ben Amava. How are you doing?
Well, Ben, it's really great to talk to you again. This is pretty sensational.
Absolutely. This, to me, is going to make the software and digitized world a level of not only just technicians, but professionals. Uh-huh. So there was a consortium.
Okay. Step over here for just a minute. I want to show you this. Here, stick your nose in here. All right.
Carefully now.
Yeah, you hear the echo? Well, that's because of all the mirrors. This is our meditation chamber. Very, very scientific. The top of the line. And it's designed for interflection. Supposed to make us think about the future and put on the meditation cap. And we ask guests to do that and to give us a view into the future. And some of them it doesn't work real well with.
You know, my crystal ball maybe is a little bit fuzzy today, but I'm hoping that 15 or 20 years down the road that we have been able to make an impact in the communities in which we work to make them more resilient.
So we oftentimes do get a really good picture into the future, and other times we just get, like with this lady, a lot of hope. But some people look into the future and will say positively about things they think will not happen.
There were some great movies that showed, you know, the computers deciding that they wanted to collaborate and with one another and teach mankind a lesson. And they're fun to watch and maybe even instructive in certain ways. But I can tell you one thing, I don't think that's going to happen. I know people worry about that, people write about that. That's one futuristic view that I will scoff at. I don't think that we have to worry that our computers are going to one day wake up, decide that we're evil, and take over. I don't think that's going to happen. Your lawnmower is just as likely to wake up and think that you're evil and try to take over.
Okay, well, the interviews usually take us up to the end of the program, and before we go, we always like to leave with a word of wisdom, something offered by one of our guests or a listener or something else, and it kind of go like this. It's we call it the voice of reason.
Look, you just can't you can't fight truth. So many people try to re-spin the truth in a way that's advantageous to their arguments. Truth is like gravity. I mean, it is there whether you like it or not. Quit taking your agenda into every fight and walk into the arguments asking what's ground truth, what do the facts tell us, but the reasoning based on emotion, that's a conflict you're going to have a hard time dealing with. Truth always wins out. Seek it. This is Dr. Dave McIntyre. I'm Director of Homeland Security at the National Graduate School.
If you meet me in tomorrow,
and then we go out the same way we came in with our theme song, the original score created especially for this program, The Promise of Tomorrow. It's been so wonderful having you along. And I hope you'll come back and visit with us again. In the meantime, if you want to hear one of the programs, they're always archived at promiseoftomorrow.biz. There's several hundred of them over the past several years that we've been producing this show. You can go and see the billboard online and pick out whatever subject that is interesting to you. We have listeners all over the world. It's been a real pleasure having you along today. Thanks for coming. And it's too bad you can't stay. I hear the studio band warming up again. Well, maybe next time. Anyway, I'm going to go join it. Bye-bye.